looked at it carefully. Then he said,
"No, this sheep is already very sickly. Make me another."
So I made another drawing. My friend smiled gently and indulgently.
"You see yourself,"
he said,
"that this is not a sheep, this is a ram. It has horns."
So then I did my drawing over once more. But it was rejected too, just like the others.
"This one is too old. I want a sheep that will live a long time."
By this time, my patience was exhausted because I was in a hurry to start taking my engine apart. So I tossed off this drawing, and I threw out an explanation with it. "This is only his box. The sheep you asked for is inside." I was very surprised to see a light break over the face of my young judge.
"That is exactly the way I wanted it. Do you think that this sheep will have to have a great deal of grass?"
"Why?"
"Because where I live, everything is very small."
"There will surely be enough grass for him," I said. "It is a very small sheep that I have given you." He bent his head over the drawing.
"Not so small that... Look, he has gone to sleep."
And that is how I made the acquaintance of the little prince.